with me is Hilary Clegg, and she's going to tell us all about Braille B. Hi, Hilary.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, thanks very much for joining the programme. Can you tell me what started Braille B? How did you become involved?
I began Braille B. I started the app. My daughter is blind. She's 11 years old. She was born blind with bilateral anophthalmia. And my background is in engineering. And I homeschooled her for a few years. And we had just a really tough time with education, and she had other needs and delays, and there just wasn't really a lot out there for kids that are blind, especially with fine motor challenges, other things that really kept them up, I felt like, with their peers. I saw all these other kids using iPads at such a young age and accessing all this information and just learning through play. And so I just wanted to create something that my daughter and a lot of friends that we've, wonderful family we've grown to know over the years, to give them the chance for something fun to do and learn, of course, for literacy, just to help keep them up with the other kids that aren't necessarily facing the same challenges.
Yeah, sure. So Braille B was born then, basically.
Yes, I had another app about 3 years ago, I think 2014, I guess, is when it launched. That was actually, I did exactly for my daughter. It's called Braille with Madeline and Ruff, and it just goes through the alphabet, just practicing and learning the letters that she really enjoyed. And just putting her in the app was even more fun for her, I'm sure, and some of her friends that knew her. So yeah, so Braille B goes a little bit deeper with contractions and spelling, more focused on that than just the alphabet.
Yeah, could you tell us a bit about Braille B and how it works? I've actually downloaded the app and I was quite intrigued. It could become quite addictive for an adult as well, believe me.
Well, Braille B is just a basic fun spelling app right now. Have more to add to it in the next few updates, but it's just kind of a spelling word list, and it teaches, you can either pick uncontracted Braille, which a lot of young kids, at least in the U.S., I'm not sure if it's a worldwide thing, but a lot of kids here start with uncontracted first and on to contracted once they have a good idea of the alphabet. So we leave that open so you can choose either uncontracted or UEB. And the thing, I guess, that makes it mostly different from just a regular spelling app is that it is completely accessible with voiceover and a refreshable Braille display. And so it not only teaches the letters, but you can also choose the UEB contracted to learn the actual Braille symbols and the dot variations for those. So to help with the reading in those that kids don't get just games or at school outside of specific Braille instruction.
Yeah, this is the problem. It's always nice to try and get something interactive for youngsters to learn, because otherwise it can be quite boring in some ways if you're having to do repetitive exercises. And this is certainly a fun way to learn it. So how has your daughter been getting on with the app?
Oh, she loves it. She has had a great time. She's been my little beta tester as well, and she helps me find the little bugs and everything, and we're working for the next step. A little bit more voiceover friendly for kids. An adult or someone who's very experienced in voiceover can move along and know, you know, I need to go over for a button or whatever, but trying to make it a little bit more friendly for the younger kids to make a little bit more automatic and more a little bit more of a gameplay than, you know, worrying about having to move on to the screen or things like that. So she's been great with it. It's been really helpful, and we'd love to hear feedback from anybody else who's using it. We're going to add more word lists, something she's come well, and she always gives me her opinion. She doesn't hesitate. And we hope to sometime soon be able to make it to where you can add your own customized list as well for teachers and even parents. A lot of home parents are looking for more and more tools because they're just not out there. So I'm really trying to make a difference for them as well.
Yeah, sure. How easy, though, has it been to actually get the app, if you like, marketed? How easy was that to do?
It's kind of here and there. It's hard to tell, really. I mean, I can see the number of downloads, but to really know who's out there that hasn't even heard of it yet, haven't heard of my other app, is kind of hard to tell. I think the best word of mouth has been through some listservs, through some teachers of the visually impaired. And we've had a lot of downloads from the UK and Australia. Yeah. And I know a lot of people just getting connected and sending it through. Facebook has been great to be able to share it on there with others, especially parents.
Wonderbaby.org.
I'm sorry.
Can you read Braille yourself?
Yes.
Yes,
I taught myself. Yes, I taught myself to read it. Started with, again, the alphabet and what's the UEB contractions. The U.S. was switched over to UEB in its entirety in the last year. So I try to stay ahead of the game for it, at least in Braille. Other things are a little bit tougher. But yeah, so I do. I've done all the programming for it and just really try to make it fun for kids, I think, is the ultimate goal. And I think if I've done that, then I'm at least achieving my goal for it and see where it me.
Where do you hope to go next? Do you have anything else in the pipeline apart from updates to this app? Do you have anything else that you would like to try with Braille?
I do. Math. I love math and science. So I really want to get a math, especially with the symbols for math and UEB, to get kids with visual impairments. I had started that because at least, like I said, in the US, it feels like worldwide, there's just kind of a delay in math teaching and education, especially, I mean, including Braille, and things a lot harder with graphics. But the more technology is ramping up out here, we'd really like to kind of get on the same page and get some of those out there. So have that as well.
And what about your daughter's friends? Do they play the game with her as well? You know, sighted friends?
They do. She took it to school.
Excellent.
So she's played it there. She showed it to her friends for show and tell one day. And a lot of her friends that we've moved across around the country, and they all download it and play it as well and talk about it with her. So that's been really fun.
Excellent stuff. Well, we wish you very well with the future of the app and anything else that you come up with, Hilary. As a blind person using Braille all the time, when I was growing up, I didn't have any of those facilities. You know, there weren't iPhones or iPads and that to use with apps and voiceover and things. It was just the good old Perkins Brailler. So it was manually using Braille and learning it. And it's always interesting to find new ways and new innovations, really. So we wish you well, and you know, we hope to hear more about Braille B and maybe anything else that you have in the pipeline in the future.
That would be great. I'd love to keep in touch. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're very welcome.